Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v Ereš intervjuju. Danes v studiu Radija Študent gostimo švedsko zasedbo Nazum. Zasedbo, ki je bila formirana leta 1992 in je bila eden vodilnih predstavnikov evropske grindcore scene skoraj 12 let. Nastopali so vse od Orebroja, odkoder so doma, pa vse do Osake na Japonskem, kjer so leta 2004 odigrali svoj zadnji koncert. Istega leta, ko so bili tako rekoč na ustvarjalnem vrhuncu, je indonezijski otok Sumatra zadel uničujoč cunami, v katerem je umrl tudi frontman zasedbe Mjesko Talačik. Preostali člani so se odločili, da zasedba takoj prekine z delovanjem, vendar pa so se lansko leto odločili, da vseeno brez Mjeska obeležijo 20 let od ustanovitve. Zbrali so se vsi preostali člani, z izjemo originalnega bobnarja, vokalne dožnosti pa je prevzel Keijo Neimo iz finske zasedbe Rotten Sound. Zasedba Nazum se je odločila, da gredo na svojo zadnjo turnejo in se z njo na nek način poklonijo tudi pokojnemu članu. V sklopu evropske turneje bodo nocoj nastopili v ljubljanskem klubu Gala Hala na Metelkovi, še prej pa rečemo kakšno s člani zasedbe. Preden se mi pridruži pevec Keijo pred mikrofon, pa je tu skladba Red iz njihovega zadnjega albuma izpred 8 let z naslovom Shift. My soul is starting to hurt. My work is done yet. I said I set up life where it is. Warning it is not the past. You try to stop me to commit me and I can't escape. I'm tired of being your rat. I'm out of prison but the lies. But it is best to late. I'm about to lose my wrath. I want to accept this life. I'm this dead for the other person. To be a slave. And so I'm thrown to the other side. Never be a fucking puppet. I'm touching the grip. I've got to whip plenty of his skin. Who I am just with the pain. The royal and the royal family. And the morning within. The better hours to stay. Loving the weather. It's how it's done. But this life just can't do it. I'm finding my way out. System is set. And out of my way. Got to end up dead. Or is this no way to miss out of bounds. I want to step this life. I'm this type of your ambitions. Don't be a slave. And tell my soul to the other side. Never be a fucking honest guy. How I accept this guy. Fall into without conditions. Don't be a slave. Yes, the taste always was your eye. Marry out of this from you. I accept this abyss. I accept this pain. With a paper to whip, the pain is my game. I want to send this life. I'm this type of your oppression. To be a slave. And sell my soul to the other side. Never be a puppet on a slave. I want to send this life. Fall into with my depression. To be a slave. That's the taste so it's worth your eyes. Why did I not place the guilt?
Hello,
Keijo.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
You came from Munich?
Yes.
How was there?
It's a music supposed to play.
Yeah, it's sorry. Okay, for background.
Yeah. I'm okay. I mean, Munich was great. We had a great show there, like all the other shows on this tour, but that was like one of the better ones. Mm-hmm. Friday night, everyone were really happy. Mm-hmm. A little bit tipsy also in the crowd. And we ended up having a big party afterwards, so that's always a sign of a good show. And
mm-hmm. You're touring with Black Breath in the whole European schedule?
Yeah, almost all of the dates. The mm-hmm. first show in Helsinki wasn't with them. They actually go to Helsinki separately. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to bring them there as well, but it wasn't working financially for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, their flights separately would have been too expensive, but otherwise, yeah, they're in the same bus with us, mm-hmm. the Nightliner, and it's been great. I really like the band a lot.
So you were, you know each other also before that tour, or?
Well, I didn't know them so well, but Jun Lindqvist from Victims, he knows them really well. and he's the guitar player in Awesome also. So they have been touring twice together with Big Tims. And we also played one show in Seattle with Black Breath, and we actually asked them over there if do they want to join this tour. So yeah, I know them now really well.
Okay. Well, this Nasum comeback or reunion is a big surprise for me, because when Miesko died, they said the Grind Finale double CD will be the last thing, so no concert. But how do you, what's your opinion, and how do you feel in a band being frontman instead of Miesko? And do you were you happy for the for this position in band when they invited you?
Definitely. I mean, first of all, it's a farewell tour. It's not a a reunion in such such way that we won't record anything ever again. And this is it.
Are you sure now? After
we are sure. It's definite. We will end in Stockholm. That's the very final Grind Finale show, which we will. I think we try to document that day fully, also to have some cameras and see how it goes, what happens during the
for
day.
For the DVD or something.
We are not sure, but in some format. But anyway, basically, I felt really honored that I was asked, and then I started to feel stressed because it's a lot of things to learn, to learn someone else's way to do vocals. I'm not trying to imitate Miesko, that's impossible, but I'm of course trying to honor the songs and do my best in making them sound as real as possible. And it was really a lot of work too. I basically was practicing for a year once or twice a week alone, and then we also rehearsed together like 10 weekends in Sweden. So it was a lot of work, but then after the first few shows I started to get more comfortable, and now it feels really good to do this. And I mean, I'm still a big fan of Nasum. I like their music a lot, or our music. I mean, I'm a little bit schizophrenic in that way, that I still kind of look at it as the band from Sweden, which is kind of our brothers for Rotten Sound, but then right now I'm really in the band too. But yeah.
You're not just the guest in the band. You're...
Well, no, not really. I mean, they chose me to do the vocals for this tour, and I mean, they called me and called me up and asked if I want to do it, and it wasn't evident for me if it's a guest appearance, but then in the first meeting we had, they said that I would be a kind of a real member.
Yeah. Okay, maybe is this a strange question, but how did they came up with the idea to ask you for the vocals?
I guess they considered options, and we were really, really well connected. I've been playing with Burst, I've been playing with Regurgitate, with Nasum as well, and not just me, my bands, of course.
And Rotten Sound.
Rotten Sound and Medea is my other band. And then Victims as well, we have been sharing, and Sayadina. So I'm really well connected with the people. And then, of course, having done some grindcore, it's still a kind of a known genre, and it's not really that metal as metal is, and kind of knowing the way of, how to say this, to express yourself in a grindy way is something that you just need to learn it over time. So I'm sure that they have had a couple of other options in Sweden, which would have been probably somehow easier, but this has been working really well too.
It seems the grindcore scene was most popular in 90s, even in Slovenia. Many grind bands played here, unfortunately not such big ones as Rotten Sound, Nasum, Agathocles, but last couple of years Ground Sound is a bit expanded. It is almost hard to hear strictly grind band, is most often is mixed with death metal.
Yeah, I guess, or there are different ways of doing it, and different bands have different sounds, and I think it's a very good thing that bands experiment a little bit and try to find their own way of expressing themselves. And I mean, when I hear Big Destroyer, for instance, I notice after the first 2 seconds that this is Big Destroyer. And same with Nasum was like that always, and like Napalm Death. So you always recognize the band, which have made their own sound really well.
Even if they change the style completely, like Napalm Death in the 90s.
Yeah, but you could still recognize that it was Napalm. Mm-hmm.
Agree.
I don't know what people think, but I think there's few really good songs in those.
You like that era?
Yeah, I like all Dire Tribes, really.
Inside of
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had their, let's say, detour, and then they came back with Enemy of the Music business. Mm-hmm. Apparently because of Nas and Parsley. That's what Zayna said, that they really liked Inhale, Exhale a lot, and then they kind of, and they toured together for eight weeks
for
as
that.
Well.
Mm, yeah. I read about it. What about music, extreme music scene in Finland? You're from Finland, and what?
I've noticed that there's a lot of things boiling under at the moment. There's a really good underground movement, and then bands are starting to get through, like Unkind, for an instance, just released through Relapse, and so did also Hood and Menace, mm-hmm. Doom band. But then there's Unfeast, and our merch guy Pete is playing in that band. Mm-hmm. That's a really, really aggressive, ferocious grind. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's a lot of bands which I don't even know of, but there seems to be a really, really good movement in, mm-hmm. in all different genres. And it seems that it's a little bit more vital than it was in the beginning of this millennium. Mm-hmm. Somehow, I feel it feels that, let's say, more extreme and more experimental stuff is merging now.
Mm-hmm. It's not just strictly one way of grinding, but...
Yeah, and not just grind, like I said, but there's also doom metal, drone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drone is popular couple of years.
There's a lot of good punk and crust as well. Mm-hmm. Finland was always really famous of good hardcore and punk, mm-hmm. and we still have that.
Not just heavy metal?
No. I mean, heavy metal was just the biggest genre and our biggest musical export, I guess, with all the Hymns and Children of Bodoms, mm-hmm. which are great bands as well. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing great in their own way. But I mean, that's always been also the other side and more underground.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna listen a song or two from one old 7-inch of Nasum. It's called World in Turmoil. I think it's from 97. Okay, we are back with Keo of Nasum, also Rotten Sound. Okay, you're a fan of Nasum. How did you see the reconstruction of band in mid-90s? Because Anders, the original member, he was the guitar player in band, but then he switched to the drums. How did you see that switch?
I didn't really see it because I wasn't aware of Nasum before Inhale Exhale. Mm-hmm. And for some reason I managed to miss their 7-inches and the early releases. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they knew about us either. internet wasn't that available in the 90s yet, so things weren't moving so fast.
It was trading over the post.
But now when I listen to the recordings, it feels like a different band entirely when Anders switched to the drums. And I mean, he's a great guitar player as well. But I mean, you started to get the groove with Anders, and no offense to Rickard anyway. Mm-hmm. And he was doing great as well, really aggressive drumming. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of a different type of band before.
Did he still play guitar? He have other band, Cold Worker, but he's drummer.
Yeah, he's drummer in that, but he's also, he's playing guitar and he's writing for Cold Worker. Mm-hmm. That's what I know. Apparently with the same guitar he used to write it for Nasum.
Really?
Yeah, he has it at his home.
Was it difficult to him, I don't know if you know this, to reform band again?
Well, the way I understood it was that he started to feel that it wasn't, Nasum wasn't finished as it the way it should have been. Mm-hmm. And he was the one who brought the idea to other members and started to experiment the thought with them, like, what if we should do this grind finale, real grind finale? And as that, I don't think it was 20-year anniversary in the beginning, but that also happened at the same time. So I would actually say that it would have been more difficult for him to not to reach the other members, because it was kind of haunting him that it didn't end as it should have been.
Mm-hmm. Haunting, yeah.
And I felt that, well, I somehow feel that he's really happy to do this now, and everybody else as well, obviously, we're really happy to do this, and especially when we know that it's gonna end for sure. Mm-hmm. That it's a farewell which ends at October 6th in Stockholm, and that's it.
But what about feedback? I suppose that feedback is very positive.
Oh yeah, it has been really positive, and well, it was communicated in a way, in this way, from the beginning, and nobody was saying that it's a real reunion and that the band would start write and record again. So, I mean, everybody took it really well, and I've been, of course, personally really happy that the feedback, even in the beginning, before we had done anything, about me being in the as the lead singer, has been really good, and then it feels even better when the feedback has been good also after shows, and people are coming to say that I managed to do it somehow. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like I said, I wasn't expecting this good feedback. Because, like, it's impossible to sound like someone else, like I said. So I just try to do the best I can, and I'm happy that it works this way.
Is there also some negative feedback, like, from people who say, okay, they are doing that without Miesko?
I've seen some. I mean, there's always opinions, and we appreciate all of the opinions. But we also thought from the beginning, like, if somebody doesn't like it, you can just choose not to come to the shows, and that's it. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. We don't want to push this into anyone's face, except for the ones who want to see us. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to be in their face. But really, there's been just a few occasions. I haven't seen that many, and it's been mostly positive all the way.
I saw one of your concerts on the YouTube channel, and the whole concert was only 37 minutes long. But I don't know if there was was also encore included or what. But 37 minutes is short.
Well, it depends. I don't know if that was festival show or something where we are.
No, it was in the club. It was
in a club.
Yeah, small stage and crowded.
Yeah. Okay. And then it could have been curfew or something, because normally we play a little bit longer than that, and it can go up to 1 hour or something. I think we played 1 hour yesterday in Munich, with really extended additional songs. We didn't plan to play that many encores, but the people were not letting us go.
How is it to play 1 hour of grindcore music?
It's well, we got used to it, and there are certain passages. I mean, there are songs which are a little bit heavier, and then we go back to blasting, and then most of the Nasum songs have really nice groovy most parts, which also kind of, it's not just blasting through the way.
Mm-hmm. Like Song Red we heard.
Yeah, that's a good example of those, and Final Sleep, and what else? Professional League is one of the songs we have been playing too. So basically I mean, the set list was really, we worked on it for a long time, and we have also alternatives in there, but there's certain basic elements. And we thought about, and I think Anders did a lot of thinking about the flow, how songs attach to each other and how it goes from song or block to another. Because it's usually a couple of songs together and then it's a short break and then again a couple of songs together. Sometimes I think that if you don't know now some songs that well, I'm pretty sure that some people who don't know them don't even notice if the song changes at times.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being here in this oldest independent radio station in Europe.
Thank you very much.
A good concert today, tonight.
Yeah, we will.
And
it'll be great.
See you there.
See you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Poslušali ste intervju, Eriš intervju z zasedbo Nazum, oziroma vokalistom Keom. Nazum nastopil nocoj v ljubljanskem klubu Gala Hala na Metelkovi. Poleg njih bodo nastopili še američani Black Breath in domači Hellcrawler. Koncert se s slednjimi začne točno ob 20.30. Eriš intervju se vodil Gašper Prus.
Ni lisna po Radio Student po 89,3 MHz FM stereo. Vi önskar er ett klart ljud och en skarp bild. Intervju Radija Student.